Blog Talk Radio.
Heavenly
Well. Yes, my brothers and sisters, we're back. Thank the Most High indeed that we're back. Back again. Another episode. Another very blessed episode of Hidden Gospel, Hidden Gospel Revealed. And I'm your host, NMEI, with Covenant Remembrance Ministries. So indeed very thankful to the Most High. Surely for the opportunity to be back with you here again to speak these very precious words. Yes, these very precious words the Most High has granted me. Yes, granted us for the blessing of our people. The Most High has told me, yes, indeed He has told me, that I have for Him some very important things for Him that I must do. Told me, my brothers and sisters, that because of what I must do, He said to me that I would surely accrue some very powerful friends as well as enemies. But He told me that in doing for Him that which He has asked of me, I would have His protection, His guidance. For that, I can only say I'm the utmost thankful. The Most High has told me. Yes, indeed, He has directly told me. And I must tell you things that men have done everything they could since the dawn of human fall to hide, to deny, to pervert, to silence, and if they could, to destroy. But we who are wise, my brothers and sisters, know Most High has promised, yes, indeed, He has promised, a time for a great refreshing, a time when all things will be brought to remembrance, a time, my brothers and sisters, that is called the restitution of all things, a time, my brothers and sisters, that He has foretold of old. Yes, my brothers and sisters, a time He has foretold of old, all the mouths of all His holy prophets, since the world began. I have a question, my brothers and sisters. Yes, I do. How is it that since this great and precious truth is told of old by all the holy prophets, through the inspiration of the Most High, spoken of by all His holy prophets, how is it, my brothers and sisters, for this great expectation of which the scriptures speak by many, so many today, has hardly even begun to be imagined, let alone spoken. Again, my brothers and sisters, this is NMEI, Covenant Remembrance Ministries. So thankful to the Most High for the opportunity to be back with you here again. And I welcome you to the show. I thank the Most High indeed for every ear. Yes, indeed, I thank the Most High for every ear that He brings near. My brothers and sisters, I'd like to look at a bit of scripture tonight. Because, quite frankly, on last evening, we went through a lot of what was at particularly the second, third chapters of the book of Malachi. And the prophecies speak of one who is called the messenger of the covenant. The question should be asked, why would there need to be the appearing of one called the messenger of the covenant if what man has trusted in these days and times has still been a covenant? Listen to what I'm saying to you, my brothers and sisters. I know there are many who say they speak of what they call, they read in Jeremiah 31, from the 7th to the 9th chapters of Hebrews, and they translated something they call a new covenant. But it must be understood, my brothers and sisters, upon close examination of Jeremiah 30 through 31, What the scriptures talk about with regard to a new covenant is the restoration of a covenant unto the people of the Most High, who, transcending all the variant miscreant ideals and standards of all the nations, return even unto him. What does the scripture say concerning this? He says, he will write, describe, teach, elucidate upon his law upon the minds and hearts, and you shall be his people. What then, my brothers and sisters, shall we say of those then whose concept of what is divine law is not after the inspiration of the Most High, but the designs of many others? Understand what I mean? The variant culture we see in the world, across this world today, is in so many ways because men have not transcended or gained victory beyond so many polluted standards world over since the dawn of human fall. Because men have not overcome so many of these corruptions, we see so many of these intrusions after the ways of worldliness, the presumptuousness of men, amidst so much of the doctrine, compelling men to walk after partialities, compelling men to walk after pollutions, which, void of an actual reference point, a true reference point for the person of the Messiah, person of the Most High, men, not knowing the righteousness of Yah, what indeed is his saving righteousness, have sought to establish their own righteousness. And there's a need for the people of the Most High to be delivered beyond all these imperfections, beyond all these pluralities. For after so many diverse partialities and pollutions, there is no covenant, not with him who is perfect. All these pluralities, my brothers and sisters, cannot be a covenant with him who does not change. In fact, my brothers and sisters, so many of these differences are the result. In fact, so many of these nations, denominations, are the result of man having turned away from the word, the righteous meaning of the words of the Most High declared from the beginning. And my brothers and sisters, men have established nations and denominations, all manner of institutionality, which all of them in some way have been an obstacle against discerning initial precept. Elsewise, we know that this world should otherwise agree. Think about it, my brothers and sisters. Most High once told me directly. He said to me, if I could believe, I'd say the same thing to you. So if you can believe that the multitude of contradictions we see in this world are the result of a working of his spirit, Most High said, we cannot be disciples unto him. Who shall we call a teacher, my brothers and sisters, if we can actually believe that a multitude of differences are viable unto the Most High? I would even say to you, according to one scripture, for instance, in the book of Galatians, that we are wise if we understand the meaning of the scripture that says, if you belong to the Kurdi. Ah, I said the Kurdi. I did not say that Greco-Roman word Christ. Let me see if I can explain. This concept of Christ is definitely, without question, of Greco-Roman origin. It is polytheist in its nature. It is a sanctioning of all the diverse confusions of mankind, as if the Most High, my brothers and sisters, without a law. The concept of a Kurdi is the concept of a righteous one, my brothers and sisters, the coming of a righteous one, one who will perform all that is divine pleasure, one who has a design, to bring to bear all that is divine pleasure. I can only say to you, my brothers and sisters, that the true children of Abraham, upon seeing the contradictions that are in this world, They know. They know, my brothers and sisters, that what the Most High desires of his people is something much more. They know, my brothers and sisters, that the desire of the Most High is not the very confusions we see in the world. But indeed, my brothers and sisters, it's not the multitude, let's just say, confused together contradictions we see in this world, the inconsistencies that we see in this world, but that the Most High, my brothers who does not, sisters who does not change, desires that we understand, again, the word of life. The word of light and life that is from the beginning. That initial platform and foundation upon which, my brothers and sisters, all things were made. True to him who made heaven and earth. And I'm not talking about those who have subdivided it after their selfish ambition. My brothers and sisters, those of us who are wise, know that Abraham was told to seek the perfect will of the Most High. And my brothers and sisters, that pure and perfect will, that holiness, that salvation, that completion, that peace, is not after a multitude of contentions whereby men, unruly and self-exalting, have sought to exalt themselves rather than humble themselves to know that all shall still yet be judged after the will of one. Again, my brothers and sisters, the true sons of Abraham, upon seeing so much vast contradiction in this world, know with a certainty that all these contradictions are not the work of the Most High. But he said to us so well, in fact, I tell you this, my brothers and sisters, one of the ancient words for those who believe was the curious people. Believe me, my brothers and sisters, you need to ask yourself a question. If there's no curiosity in your heart to see beyond the indiscretions of this world, why should the Most High grant you the gift of his spirit, the gift of discretion that brings all things to remembrance, that reproves all sin? How about reproves all man's allegiances to fallen standards? Will man exercise the strength of that spirit if he has not a great love of the truth? One scripture says it this way. If you seek to be redeemed, made justified, fully disciplined, after the diverse contentions of this world, then the courtesy, the righteous one, even the spirit of the righteous one, is of no benefit to you. My brothers and sisters, the Holy Spirit is sent to teach all things, bring all things to remembrance, cause us to consider all things reasonable, according to all the Most High spoken by the mouth of his holy prophets since the world began. How is it, my brothers and sisters, that we have so many in this world who call themselves pastors, preachers, rabbis, apostles, and prophets? But indeed, without question, there is a vast measure of truth. In fact, my brothers and sisters, some very critical truths. They were at the very foundation of faith that they have refused to teach. And yet men have been blinded to call the children of darkness as if they were the children of light. Hear me, my brothers and sisters. We need to speak concerning these things. Do we dare to say, and we talked about this on last evening, do we dare to say that men, following after men who deny, refuse to teach, all that's contained in the law and the prophets, do we dare to believe that it's subject to such as these who leave men to trust in hasty, flawed conclusions, even unto the perpetuation of confusion rather than the awakening to absolution? Dare we believe that if we trust in those who refuse to teach the whole truth, and the gospel is that whole truth, they say, go forth and teach all nations everything in the dispensation of the other gospel, teach them to do everything that he commanded. Scripture said all the prophets spoke by the Spirit of the Messiah that was in them. First Peter 1:10-11. So go forth and teach all nations everything. But if men are subject to a multitude of people who pick and choose as they will, according to their will, rather than seeking or even understanding that an oath unto the holy name is an oath unto all that he declares. If men are subject to a multitude of rulers who declare their own standards, commercializing, if you will, the preaching of these words, seeking to cater to and to bribe, even fatally flatter the weak-minded soul. If we trust in those, my brothers and sisters, who partialize the standards of men are contentious one against another, shall men, after such partial standards, wherein they have lacked what is a covenant or agreement, say they have a perfect agreement still with the Most High? Children of Abraham were told they had to seek the pure, perfect will of Yah, knowing that He is one. I want you to think about it, my brothers and sisters. Scripture says, if you belong to the Kurdi, the book of Galatians 3:29, reading the verses before, if you belong to Him who restores faith, that men see beyond all the contentions of men, seeing beyond all the diverse lying schoolmasters, if you trust in Him who the Most High said He would send to prove foolish what men had called wisdom. Most High told me the greatest wisdom is not what people think they know, but what they don't know. What they think they know, not giving consideration to all that He has declared, He told me it's not wisdom at all. Therefore, if your faith is in Him who will cast aside all confusion, all the diversities and perversities of man that have beguiled and dissuaded the souls, if you belong to Him who reveals Himself after a pure and perfect holy testimony, even after the unction of His Spirit, He says, then are you the sons of Abraham according to what? According to the promise. My brothers and sisters, the book of Galatians also speak about that promised one, that promised seed, that promised descendant of Abraham. Yet, my brothers and sisters, who was before Abraham, who will restore faith by casting aside all the debate, all the doubt, all the contentions, all the confusions that are the result of so many mass misrepresentations. I think sometimes about how we live in a society. We went a little bit through that a few evenings ago. Like I said before, shall men believe that trust in the differing opinions and belief of men is a covenant with the Most High? I did a show a few nights ago. One nation under God's plural indivisible? Really? Doesn't even make sense. Most High says, His first command, you have no other God, no other sense of deity or supreme righteousness, but He. How shall His people then sanction themselves in allegiance to pluralist contentions and contradictions and not realize that they have forsaken the covenant of the Most High, covenant with the Most High? I believe, my brothers and sisters, that the Savior, one who comes to deliver mankind, is a defender of no man's misrepresentative lies. He is a defender of no man's misallegiances. But rather, in order to save His people, He declares an absolution. He is a reprover. He exposes the unrighteousness, even the damning treachery and hypocrisy of a world that has chosen to reject the concept that Yah is one. Mankind gullibly trusting the intrusive, conflicting testimonies of men is due to this fall from faith in the absolute, due to his fall from the eternal covenant command of the Most High. The brothers and sisters must consider what is necessary to return. For all these differences have only been transgression. Sin, my brothers and sisters, all these variant rulerships that preserve flattery, fatal flatteries after all these contentions, All of these, my brothers and sisters, are sin, even damning contentions, even unto death. Certainly not unto life, but it's not after the platform, the foundation, the Most High declared from the beginning. All this has been transgression, my brothers and sisters, a fall from the everlasting and holy covenant. I want to tell you that examine closely Isaiah 24th chapter. It talks about how man has transgressed. Abolished, cast aside the holy, the everlasting covenant. Everlasting covenant, my brothers and sisters, that man, if he is wise, must know he must seek beyond all the varying contentions of man. For the only offering the Most High would accept is perfect agreement and peace. But the scripture says, because men have broken the everlasting covenant, both priests and the people, master and the servant, have all transgressed. So Isaiah 24 goes forth talking about, finally, a city from which Messiah shall appear. Zephaniah says he will reprove that city, Zephaniah 3. Scripture says, in his appearance, they shall find and glorify the name of the Most High in the west, even unto the rising of the sun. Oh, there's a lot to be said about these prophecies, my brothers and sisters. Isaiah 25 speaks of it the same. Most High will perform this as a plan formed long ago. Bring his chosen one out from a city of confusion, that he may establish a city of peace and absolution, even Jerusalem. There's much to be understood about this in Isaiah 44:20 to 45:6, talking about the one who established Jerusalem. And Zechariah 3:8-12 says he will sit upon that throne. Brothers and sisters, the anointed one who the prophecies say would bring his people back from the midst of all the nations. He never sat upon that throne of David. Never been recognized absolutely by all nations as a king that he would rebuke all the perversions of the nations far off. Who, my brothers and sisters, will remember this promise, this promise of peace, they might be true to a covenant. My brothers and sisters, mankind gullibly trusting the intrusive, conflicting testimonies of men is due to man's fall from faith and the fact the Most High has promised that he will send one called, in Genesis 49:10, calls him Shiloh. Scriptures actually are saying that the expectation as a command for all who believe, that the expectation of this one called Shiloh out of the line of Judah must remain with us even till the one called Shiloh, unto whom the gathering of the people shall be, shall come. My brothers and sisters, I ask the question, according to those verses of Genesis 49:10, according also, my brothers and sisters, what's said, and we're about to look at this in a second, if you bear with me, at Acts 3:18-23, why is it that testimony is still far off from the minds of most? You ever stop to consider that the rulers have not desired that men would ever understand that faith is restored in the expectation of the one who will, as King of Kings, Judge of Judges, will reprove all mankind, declare the standard that is from the beginning, that all the nations have fallen away from and been an obstacle against discerning of that light. You ever stop to consider, my brothers and sisters, that the nations have called it illegal in so many ways to even consider that there's a righteousness beyond what men have called their supreme courts? Hear me, my brothers and sisters. If men do not know to seek Yah beyond their rulers, my brothers and sisters, they are in bondage to their rulers. You are servant of him whose law you obey. I will tell you, my brothers and sisters, if you subject those who hide this truth from you, then you are their servants. And that's the reason why the scripture said, watch out for false prophets. Watch out for those who teach partial testimony. They crowd Lord, Lord, but not to perform fully what is the will of the Father. And the scripture says all those who preside over such houses, when the rains come and the winds blow, the full rebuke of the Most High has come. The fullness of his testimony. Line upon line, precept upon precept, like an overflowing torrent. When that word comes, the fall of all such houses that have been strongholds, prison houses against the greater light, their fall should be a great one. Read Micaiah, Matthew, he called it, 7:13-28, and understand. You need to look at those scriptures in Micaiah 7:13-28. Compare them to Isaiah 28th chapter and understand. Like I said on last evening, we looked at how the scriptures talked about in Malachi the reproof of the Most High against the rulers who would not teach fully the law of the Most High. Those who corrupted the covenant of Levi, who was to teach the fullness of the law. He talked about those who corrupted that covenant. He said he would humiliate them, humble them before all the people, show them to be wicked men. One scripture relates later in the same chapter. If we look at it closely, it means they will be stripped naked of what has been their supposed authority as to how they have hid their iniquity under their robes. He shall declare, my brothers and sisters, did you hear me? An absolute word, like a sharp two-edged sword, that will discern the difference between the righteous and the wicked, between those who serve Yah and those who serve him not, between those who would seek him for all that his name declares, for his name declares that he is all that he is, and those who prefer unrighteousness. Well, hear me, my brothers and sisters, I would like you to consider. Scripture says he's going to destroy the temple those who have taught men after the way of foreign gods. How about standards, my brothers and sisters, foreign to the law of the Most High? He said, my brothers and sisters, that by no means is he pleased with those who have been treacherous against the covenant that he gave the ancient fathers. And therefore, by no means is he pleased by those who are treacherous. In other words, my brothers and sisters, not complete, wholehearted. The covenant which he gave the patriarchs of Israel. He says he hates this divorce. This man, how man has divorced himself from the covenant of the Most High. Divorced himself from even the Most High, my brothers and sisters, as a husband. I would have you to think about the scripture in Jeremiah, 31st chapter. It talks about how man broke the covenant. Broke the marriage, though he was a covenant, a husband unto them. But he said in the last days, unto a people who discern the need for righteousness, who have reason to discern the need to rationalize true unto the greater will of Yah. He says he will call them that they reason together with him. He will reveal again himself that those who are hearkening to him, though they are her sins. How about their allegiances to all manner of corruption? Have left us souls. Yes, my brothers and sisters, bloody in their sins. Blood guilt filled with their sins. He said, should be white like wool. Purged. Like wool. But he said, if you rebel, he said, he'll deliver you to the sword. And that the Most High has promised. That the Most High has spoken. Brothers and sisters, the Most High has asked me a question once. I will not forget. He asked me once, shall a man deny the Most High on even one point and live? And the very nature of the question, the way it was asked, related also the answer. Here, my brothers and sisters, we are confirmed reasonable unto the Most High, only if we seek the fullness of his word. Light is not denying light. Truth is not denying truth. And wherever it is, there are contentions among men as to the reasoning of the holy word is because of a lack of foundation. But we live in a world today, my brothers and sisters, that men have refused to acknowledge this collaborative lack of knowledge. But how shall a man be deceived by a lie when he already discerns the truth that exposes it? The grace, the mercy of the Most High is that he reveals his law, that his people see beyond the diverse contentions of man, that they know him who is one. We talked about how the scriptures actually say in Malachi that men have dishonored the Most High with their words, with their doctrines, and that they say that everyone who does after his own deviant way is somehow still to be considered good, whole, complete, acceptable, favored in the sight of the Most High, as if such as this he delights in such. And people have asked, wherein have we dishonored him? He said, in that you say where, as if he will not come. The Holy One, the Judge, prophesied of old, who will indeed judge man according to righteous judgments. I know they took that out of your King James Version, but it's there. Aramaic, it is definitively there. The scripture says, but who can stand when he appears? Oh, my brothers and sisters, who can stand when who appears? Scripture says, he says, behold, I will send my messenger, and he will prepare the way before me. Ah, a herald who will declare the coming of the one who has promised. I can only tell you that if you look closely at Isaiah 40 through 41st chapter, it talks about the voice crying in the wilderness, that heralds the coming of the one called the righteous one, likened to the rising sun that casts out the darkness, that reveals the light the world would obscure. The one who would expose all the unrighteousness, all the kings and priests of this world. Malachi says it. Isaiah says it. In the 41st chapter. Revelation says the same. Say, who can stand when he appears? And the one who he speaks of, my brothers and sisters, according to the book of Revelation, it actually says in the 6th chapter, I repeat, it relates in the 6th chapter, that when he appears, I would have you to hearken to these words. It says, when he appears, the heaven, how about the idea about those who rule on high should be exposed? Heaven should be parted as a scroll. Men should finally see indeed what is the righteousness of the Most High. And every mountain and island removed out of their places. How about the rule of all the nations? Removed out of their places, men will see the righteousness of the King, even the King of Kings. It says, and the kings of the earth, and the great men, and the rich men, and the chief captains, and the mighty men, and every bondman, and every free man, hid themselves in the dens and the rocks of the mountains. And said to the mountains and rocks, oh, because all the world recognized it fallen from the righteousness of Yah. Fallen us, hide us from the face of him who sitteth on the throne and from the wrath of the Lamb. For the great day of his wrath is come, and who shall be able to stand? My brothers and sisters, the scripture says, after these things I saw four angels standing on the four directions of the earth, holding the four winds of the earth. And the angel that he saw like one rising in the sun. He said he saw four angels holding the four winds of the earth. The wind should not blow on the earth, nor the sea, nor any tree. He says, I saw another angel, the word for angel is also king, ascending from the east. What is that one in Malachi called, the son of righteousness that arises? Sun arises in the east, my brother, and says, having the seal of the Most High, the confirming seal of the Most High, it means he has the covenant. And my brothers and sisters, the Most High does not confirm with the seal of his name any writ that is not in agreement with his will. To say, I saw another angel ascending from the east, having the seal of the living Yah, and he cried with a loud voice, the four angels whom was given to hurt the earth and the sea, saying, hurt not the earth, neither see nor the trees, to instill the servants of our Yah upon their brows. This one comes, that those who will believe, who recognize the need to transcend the unrighteousness of the rulers, he comes, my brothers and sisters, that they might have an opportunity under preservation. I would have you to understand that Isaiah 48 speaks of the same. Speaking to a people who have sworn by the name of the Most High, but not in truth nor in righteousness. And he must refine his people. And my brothers and sisters, I'm speaking about this whole world. He said for a moment, he will petition to defer the anger of the Most High, that his people might be refined, and that his name, his glorious name, might be defiled after the, about the perversities of another. He said for his own holy name's sake, he will do it. Who, my brothers and sisters, will understand? I can only tell you that in Malachi, it says the Most High will send a messenger, the preparer. And how about the herald? Yeah, the way before him. Who in Isaiah 41, 40 through 41, 41 talks about that righteous one like the rising of the sun, who comes suddenly to expose the darkness. How about expose those who have kept the people in darkness? There's no salvation, my brothers and sisters, under the damned. We talked about that on last evening. There's no salvation under those who would hide the truth from you. There's no capacity to be made whole, no matter no capacity to be made full in agreement unto the Most High, under those who deny or would not teach the truth, or who would not seek the fullness of what the Holy Spirit would reveal. You talk again about what the scriptures say. Here's a testimony of all the holy prophets since world began. And when you ask why that testimony has been blighted in the hearts and minds of men. In Malachi again, it says, behold, I will send the messenger of the covenant. There wouldn't be no need to send a messenger of the covenant if what men had after a multitude of pluralities of man, the devious stands of men, were indeed a covenant unto the Most High. Jeremiah speaks about a need to restore a covenant. He said, I will restore the covenant. That's what it often means that I made with the house of Israel and the house of Judah. He restored the kingdom of Israel. He restored all the tribes together again as one. Same thing we find in Revelation 7. He said, I heard the number of those who were sealed, 144,000 of each of the 12,000 of each of the 12 tribes of Israel, brought together again as one. The same thing said in Isaiah 11, same thing said in Isaiah 49. My brothers and sisters, why have men not spoken fully concerning this testimony, concerning the one, the scriptures of the Messiah, the scriptures concerning the Messiah, that are written in Isaiah 49, who come forth saying, listen to me, O isles, hearken to me, O nations. Most High's call me. How about even to speak to the nations far off? He's calling from a far land. Speak to the nations afar off. Said, from the body of my mother has he made mention of my name, has he declared my purpose, my cause, my mission. In the Hebrew mind, a name of brothers and sisters declares entirely even what is the sole purpose. Said, from the body of my mother has he made mention, declared, decreed my name, my purpose. From the body of my mother. Think about it, my brothers and sisters. That is one upon the earth. And he says, in the shadow of his hand has he been concealed. He comes, my brothers and sisters, to reveal the glory, the sure righteousness of the Most High, even what the scriptures mean when it says, all eyes shall see the glory of the Most High. The grass withers, the flower fades, and all eyes shall see the glory of the Most High, meaning all the ways after the machinations of the flesh should be exposed in their unrighteousness. And all eyes, even those who have refused to see, shall indeed see the glory of the Most High that puts to shame all the varying unrighteousness of men. That the scriptures even go as far as to say he will make the kings as dust to his sword, the principles of this world as dust to his sword and stubble to his bow. He speaks, my brothers and sisters, the word for the conversion of mankind. Mouth like a sharp sword. To bring Israel back to him. He declares a word complete. Only those who seek the fullness of that word, fullness of that command, will survive the judgment that is to come. He comes to bring Israel back to him, a people who will be true to the Most High, whose faith is in Yah beyond all the various standards of men, the true children of Abraham. Even not only, my brothers and sisters, redeem those who should know by faith to seek beyond the rulers, but await the full revelation of that righteousness. But also, my brothers and sisters, to deliver, to awaken, to convert beyond all unrighteousness, even all the nations of the Gentiles to be the salvation of the Most High, even to the ends of the earth. For the nations, my brothers and sisters, are those who have not discerned the need to seek beyond the variances of the rulers, who have not discerned, my brothers and sisters, that till man has faith to know that he must seek beyond the contentions of man, he has fallen from faith. And the rulers have sought to hide understanding, the expectation of one who comes to reprove all the rulers, that men seek not Yah, but rather men, who will understand it in his time. For this, my brothers and sisters, these days in which we live right now are that time. I would have you consider, my brothers and sisters, the meaning of this scripture. It's in Acts 3:18-23. Let us read it. It talks, well, let's go back a little further. How about 3:17? Now, brethren, I would that you understand that through ignorance you did it, as did also your rulers. If you go back a little further, the scriptures talk about the idea about how the rulers, 3:15, Acts, killed the Prince of Life, whom Yah has raised from the dead, whereof we are witnesses. And his name, through faith in his name, has made this man strong. How about trusting beyond the maladies that have thwarted the human soul? Yea, the faith which is by him have given him this perfect soundness. How about restored strength to this man in the presence of you all? I'm talking about one who was healed by his faith. And the coming of the one who renews strength, renews discretion, renews the people unto a pure covenant after the power of Yah, beyond the maladies of this world. And now, brethren, I would that through ignorance you did it. In other words, my brethren, says, would man ever to forget what should never have been forgotten? Was man ever to fall away from the pure, perfect light? To say, I would through ignorance you did it, as did your rulers. Oh, my brothers and sisters, should man remain subject to the ignorance? How about rulers ignoring the truth? Should men remain subject to these and still be called wise? See, for those things which Yah before had showed by the mouth of all his prophets, revealed by all his prophets, that the Kurdi, like I said, Greco-Roman word, Christ, is not true to the concept of a Kurdi. The concept of a Christ taught by polytheist systems is one who sanctioned all the varied unrighteousness sins of men. Blinding men to faith and the truth of the Most High. But the concept of Kurdi is one who exposes all the unrighteousness of all the rulers, even all the nations, denominations, political, social, and pseudo-religious institutions. The men discern what the Most High declared from the beginning, that if men had kept and preserved what was from the beginning, none of these perversions would ever have existed to beguile the human soul. But he said that the Kurdi should suffer, he is so fulfilled. So repent ye therefore, how about turn back? How about return to the way from whence you have fallen away? How about return to that which the Most High declared from the beginning? Repent ye therefore and be converted. How about converted in the wisdom, the exceeding wisdom of the Most High? Be converted. Seek the exceeding wisdom of the Most High. Seek beyond the darkness, the ignorance that has caused men and men to make so grievous an error as to persecute what is righteousness. That your sins, how about your allegiances to false rule may be blotted out. When the times of refreshing should come from the presence of the Most High. Are we talking about those times of refreshing in Isaiah 28? And he shall send, he shall, this was a prophecy concerning the sending of the Messiah, shall send Yahshua, the Kurdi, the righteous one, which before was preached unto you. Hear me, my brothers and sisters, whom the heaven must receive on the times of restitution of all things, which Yah has spoken by the mouth of all his holy prophets since the world began. I ask the question, since the scriptures say the expectation of that one called Shiloh, unto whom the gathering of the people shall be, who shall expose the wickedness of all the rulers, is an expectation that shall remain till the last Shiloh peace shall come. How is it, my brothers and sisters, that this has not been taught among the churches? You ever stop to consider this because the rulers have been much more concerned with preserving their unrighteousness than the salvation of a human soul? More concerned with their selfish ambition and control over men. But the Most High told me that no man has the right to rule but true to that which the Most High himself has decreed. Anything else, my brothers and sisters, is a false king. And my brothers and sisters, and in fact, it is a covenant with death. Hear me, my brothers and sisters, further what the scripture said, Acts 3:22. For Moshe said unto the fathers, the Hebrew fathers, patriarchs, a prophet shall the Most High raise up unto you from among your brethren, like unto one like Moshe, a lawgiver. What's scripture saying? Isaiah 42, the isles shall wait for his law. Him shall ye hear, and whatsoever things he shall say unto you, it shall come to pass that every soul that will not hear that prophet, will not hear his testimony, will not hear his report, his consummate report, line upon line, precept upon precept, like an overflowing torrent that will prove where men have fallen short, will not hearken that prophet shall be destroyed from among the people. My brothers and sisters, how is it that that great expectation, the one I call, have called so many times, spoke of so many times in this show called the Kurdi, Shiloh, the righteous one. Shashan Shah, the king of kings, son of righteousness that arises, king of the east. How is it, my brothers and sisters, that the scripture speaks so many times concerning this one, who Yahshua said he is when he said he is the root and offspring of David and the bright morning star? How is it, my brothers and sisters, that men have not spoken of Yeshua in the context of one called the Word of Yah, the King of Kings, who will smite the nation with a rod of iron? Out of his mouth come a sharp two-edged sword, which he discerns, and make war for righteousness' sake. He will discern, my brothers and sisters, in reproving all the nations, wherever it is that they have hidden the truth, and have not opened the mind toward faith in Yah himself. It's the duty of every true Israelite. And this is the love of Yah, that we all seek the absolution of truth from our brothers and sisters. And that men have not done this. It has been the spawning ground for all the curses that have been to the destruction of mankind. Yes, my brothers and sisters, even since the dawn of human fall. I would have you to consider, to consider what these scriptures just talk about. Talking about the times of refreshing. We talk about that in Isaiah 28. That your sins may be blotted out. What about Isaiah 44? It talks about the time when Most High will blot out the sins of man, having trusted, not knowing that what he has trusted has been falsehood. It says he will send forth one then who will prove foolish what men have called wisdom. Prove foolish the so-called wise men of this world. That he will establish Jerusalem upon a firm foundation. That he be the shepherd of the people of the Most High, even the anointed one. And Isaiah 45 says that he would come that all may know from the rising sun to the west. There's none else but Yah. In fact, my brother says the Most High has raised him up to bring back his people. Not for a price, nor for a bribe. Even to declare to all the ends of the earth that Yah alone is salvation, his conscience alone. is salvation. So draw near to me, he says, and be saved all the ends of the earth. For he alone is a just one, a righteous one, and therefore a Savior. In fact, the scripture says even more so that surely shall this one come, that unto him every knee shall bow and every tongue shall swear allegiance. So surely shall one come, saying, in the Most High of our righteousness and strength. Same ones, my brothers and sisters, the scripture speak of in Isaiah 41. Say, listen to me, O isles, keep silence before me, O you nation. Let my people renew their strength. Let a covenant be restored. And the only way that covenant is restored is people brought back. By a wonderful manner, by the inspiration of the Most High to see beyond all the shortcomings of the rulers. For my brothers and sisters, the salvation of man is in transcending all the variant, beguiling, misconceits, controls of a worldly status quo. How shall a man say that he's delivered from the deceiver? That he's delivered from those who keep men in darkness, who keep men confused, who hide the keys of truth that will set them free? How shall men say, my brothers and sisters, they are free, while still yet subject to those who will not open the doors to the truth and the light? Isaiah, in the 28th chapter, speaks of these times of refreshing. Speaks of Messiah who must come, declare testimony beyond all the prophets. See if I can get to Isaiah 28. Talks about the time, he says, all the tables are full of vomit and filthiness and filthiness, so there's no place clean. In other words, what is called doctrine and served to the people is impure, imperfect, not sufficient. Scripture said the Most High is a mighty and a strong one at the beginning of that chapter. Said he was, the Most High said he would give rest to the earth at his hands. But it says in Isaiah 28:9, to whom shall he teach knowledge, and to whom shall he make to understand doctrine? In a world where men are barely weaned from the milk and drawn from the breast, in other words, they have not have their spirits exercised to discern the deeper things of Yah. For to comprehend his testimony requires that men discern. Precept must be upon precept, line upon line, a little here and a little there. I would have you to understand, my brothers and sisters, that it is written. In Romans 15th chapter, scriptures say, my brothers and sisters, that whatever all that is written of old is for our learning, that we through patience and faith in the scriptures might have hope. Then we talk about the book of Acts and being converted beyond the ignorance. How about beyond those who have denied and not taught the fullness of the law? Be converted even unto him who declares by his spirit a remembrance of all things, reproving all the sin, the error, the hasty conclusions, the misallegiances resultant of men drawing conclusions while not in consideration of all things the Most High has declared. For to understand his report, his testimony, Isaiah 28:9, whom shall he teach knowledge, who can make understand doctrine, his report? For precept must be upon precept, line upon line, here a little, there a little. All these things must be understood. They have a foundation upon which to understand. That your sins may be blotted out. That your allegiance to corruption may be blotted out. That you might be converted to the sin, the greater righteousness of Yah. That you might be turned back toward what is real. Turned back toward the reality. One scripture says, by the way which you have, from which you have, by the way from which you have turned, return. In other words, my brother says, man has gone astray from the path the Most High has established, and has wandered as a vagabond among the nations, without a real sense of home. It's clear by the way that you have gone, you must return. You must repent. You must return to that way which the Most High himself has decreed. Yes, my brothers and sisters, rather than marching headlong after destruction, man must halt and from his mischievous ways, and return to the way the Most High declared. For they put in your King James Version 28:11, for with stammering lips and another tongue, some scriptures say with a difficult speech, a word that not everyone so quickly understand. Remember, scripture says he is called one, say, yea, truth is hid. Understanding departed from the mind. Most did not have the capacity to understand. Isaiah 20:59. Not everyone has the capacity to understand. After a strong foundation, the words of righteousness. Some scriptures say with a difficult speech, a testimony not everyone can comprehend quickly. And in another tongue. How about a form of doctrine they had not heard when he speaks to this people? To whom he said, this is the rest. This is the word that will cause all things to be conformed to peace. Cause the word to rest. The word for rest and the word for peace. Hebrew word also relates what is complete. All things balanced according to that which was decreed from the beginning. This is the refreshing. Oh, according to all things the Most High spoken by his prophets since the world began, even the expectation of one who would bring about a restitution of all things, a remembrance of all things, according to that which the Most High declared from the beginning, that men might be true to initial divine purpose. Say, this is refreshing, yet they would not hear. How about they chose to trust their rulers? One scripture says, to whom shall they teach knowledge, to whom shall they make understand the report? It says, to whom shall he make to believe the purport and the arm of the Most, under whom shall the arm, the trusted arm of the Most High, be revealed, Isaiah 53. He says, the ruler shall be exposed and put to shame, silenced because of him, because that which men have not considered, they shall be made to consider. Who shall believe the testimony of my brothers and sisters who reproves all the rulers? For those who knew to trust and seek Yah beyond the rulers. These are the true children of Abraham. These are the children of faith. For it has never been faith, my brothers and sisters, to trust in the multitude of contradictions and believing that it is the work of the Most High. Isaiah 28:13. But the word of the Most High was unto them precept upon precept. They found it a vexation. Many did not, they just wanted an answer that they could take and twist according to their own design. An answer that would leave them some leeway. But the Most High said, that he will shake all things by his word, to only that which cannot be shaken remains. Meaning that he is going to declare a word that is beyond man's contrivances to destroy or declare a misconceit. One scripture talks about in Isaiah 41. He tells the rulers to bring forth their strong arguments. But their argument is not considered of all things. He said that they are an abomination and not the work of the Most High. And he will prove them all foolish. For the scripture says, where the rulers have declared so much unrighteousness, the Most High will bring forth one that he has concealed. One who comes suddenly like the rising sun, like the sun that is concealed until it breaks forth, the dawning of a new day. He said that because of him, the principles, the false principles, the elementary and foolish ideals, should be trodden down like mortar, like a pot of treacherous clay. For the scripture says, Most High looked and he saw none who taught indeed what was the gospel of the kingdom. None, my brothers and sisters, if it says he saw none who preached the gospel of the kingdom, it means, my brothers and sisters, the man, after the multitude of his rulers, has fallen away from a covenant. But when men have become self-satisfied after the ignorance of their leaders, the flattery of their leaders, we start talking about the deep precepts of the Most High. Some people have actually told me such folly as saying it's not about all that. My brothers and sisters, it is foolish not to seek the truth that vouchsafes and confirms a soul beyond all fallen gullibility. Blessed is the soul, my brothers and sisters, that seeks to understand all things that have been set out of order, might be set back again in order. He said, but the word of the Most High was to them just precept upon precept, line upon line, here a little and there a little. In other words, they didn't seek it for the fullness of what this completion would bring in terms of peace. Because if they would listen, they might go. How about might follow? That's what that word also means. The word go there means the word yalach in Hebrew relates that they might follow. It might be led by him. How about fall backwards? How about return unto Yah? How about be broken of the evil ways that they might be his servants? And taken as his own. Bad interpretation, yes, I know. Weak interpretation. But remember, the scriptures speak about the idea about being converted in the times of refreshing, when all things spoken by the prophets since the world began should be brought again as a recollection. Even the expectation of one called Shiloh, on whom the gathering of the people shall be, who expose the wicked, i.e. expose the lawless, those who try presumption and presumptuousness, and not the full righteousness of Yah. So wherefore, hear the word of the Most High, ye scornful men, those who scorn against the truth. Later on, we find the scripture there talks about, therefore be not mockers, hearken and hear my speech, for I've heard from the Most High determined consumption upon the whole earth. My brothers and sisters, the judgment that is to come will consume and destroy all those who don't seek a fullness of a word. Remember what we just read in Acts 3:18-23. Therefore, hear the word of the Most High, ye scornful men, the rulest people that is in Jerusalem. Jerusalem must be reestablished as a city of peace that will seek the rest, the peace, the completion, the perfect will of the Most High. And the scriptures already told you who it is in Isaiah 44 that shall do this. But the scriptures said, because ye have said we made a covenant with death, covenant after sin, the divisions of man, the divide and conquer taxes of man that have turned men aside from a covenant with the one who is one forever, and with hell, the grave, have you made an agreement. So when the overflowing scourge, how about the fullness of a word from the Most High, shall pass through us, they say it shall not come upon us. We have made lies our refuge, and under falsehood have we hid ourselves. Isaiah 59 says that when the enemy should come in like a flood, Most High should raise up a standard against him. How about a word, my brothers and sisters, like an overflowing torrent? A word, precept upon precept, line upon line, a magnificent revolution. A great revelation, my brothers and sisters, that exposes every lie that men have sought to cover themselves under. That all things should be exposed as to whether or not they came forth from the One Most High. People have said, under falsehood have they hid themselves. In other words, blind in the minds of men, many seek those who they have deceived for cover. Therefore, thus says the Most High, behold, I lay in Zion a foundation of stone, a tried stone, a precious cornerstone. What is that precious cornerstone? Scripture says the stone which the builders rejected in Psalms 8:118. Which the stone which the builders, how about those who rule and reside over the temples they rejected? The stone which the builders rejected shall become the chief cornerstone. My brothers and sisters, understand what it means. Scripture talks about how all nations, it says in Psalm 118, will come against him, my brothers and sisters, who will declare the absolution of the One Most High. Hear me, my brothers and sisters, and understand what this means. It means that there's a truth the whole world has rejected, even the expectation of one called Shiloh, the Kurdi, the righteous one, the Shashan Shah, the king who would judge all kings, proving foolish all the lawlessness of men, whereby, according to the book of Jude, men have perverted the grace of the gift, the mercy of the Most High that reveals his will. And men have walked after their own licentiousness, their own lawlessness. And the scripture says, quite frankly, because of this unbelief, many were destroyed. In fact, the 15th verse of Jude says he comes to convince men against all the ungodly words. Did you hear me? He will convince mankind against all the ungodly words that they have spoken. It's time, my brothers and sisters, we understand that the grace, the gift, the mercy of the Most High is that he reveals his ways, his righteousness, to expose all those who will withhold the truth or suppress the truth as if it were unrighteousness. He comes, my brothers and sisters, to declare the absolute reproof of the Most High. For while man is subject to a multitude of diverse schoolmasters, mediators, my brothers and sisters, have not been true to the will of one. Most High, my brothers and sisters, still declares that he is one. So the restoration of faith, according to Galatians, is that man discern again, not after the perverse ways of many, the elementary principles of the world, the diverse, confused debates, doubts, contentions, and double-mindedness of this world. The men, again, my brothers and sisters, discern what is, in fact, the righteous, the one Most High, and the expectation of the one who will reprove all the rulers. Yes, my brothers and sisters, I said reprove all the rulers. Says, who can stand when he appears? You need to understand what that scripture means when it says, be watchful that you may be able to stand before the Son of Man. Yes, even the Son of Man, my brothers and sisters, who reproves all the unrighteous, all the partial standards, all the misrepresentations of man, and every man of false doctrine. False, fallen, foolish, F-L-F-L-S. Every partial standard that he said he would bring to humiliation. Wherever it is that men have sought to hide their iniquity under their robes, please read closely Isaiah. Malachi 2:16. It's a good place. How the scriptures speak of the same in Revelation 16:12-21. Blessed are they who keep their garments, that they may not walk naked, and men see their shame. Men call themselves righteous, bearing priestly robes, hiding from men the fact that they declare iniquity, uncleanness, injustice, unrighteousness. It says, no one does this who has even a residue of what is the spirit of the one Most High. But what spirit, my brothers and sisters, is it that a man have dared to speak to men, saying that the multitude of diverse collaborations and amalgams of deceit have somehow been the work of the Holy Spirit? My brothers and sisters, this is a great blasphemy, a great disrespect, irreverence against the Most High, because men have refused a point of reference. Reverence! But Yah is the beginning of wisdom. And the beginning of wisdom is to know that all the diverse contrivances of this world have been a lie. Every half-truth that a man believes, calling himself wise, has been a faulty foundation and an obstacle against men seeking to discern the greater truth, the greater precept, line upon line, to the measuring line, to the plummet. All of the Most High declared. The Most High told me directly many years ago. He said to know what it said and not know why it is said is to miss the point. Matthias, 7th chapter, talks about those who have his words. How about obey those who understand, who hear them? Shama. That is a wise man. One who builds his house upon a strong foundation. Well, my brothers and sisters, there are many precepts that the rulers have not taught. And Isaiah speaks of it again and again. Ezekiel speaks of it. You can read around the 34th chapter of Ezekiel. A lot of scripture talks about the anger of the Most High because the rulers have not fed the flocks. Jeremiah, 23rd chapter, speaks of the same. How the rulers have not granted the people, or the people who trusted in the rulers. Didn't feel like they needed to know anything more than what was taught in their various pseudo-churches. The ancient word for church, my brothers and sisters, relates an institution that brings men out of the darkness into the light, out of the diverse contentions of worldliness that is the law, the flaw, the false rule of this world. The grace of the Most High, my brothers and sisters, he brings men out from the midst of these diverse, deceitful contentions that keep men from being able to perceive. It's time we understand what it means. I've talked many times, my brothers and sisters, about how the word nomos that the pagans used for their civil state, cultural, social, mores, law, after a multitude of compromises, not discerning the righteousness of Yah. Therefore, they could not be one, could not be saved, could not be delivered even from their own conceits, could not see that what they had trusted had been falsehood, and dared to call it still yet wisdom. Yes, my brothers and sisters, not all have discerned to preach what is the gospel of the kingdom. Many are so concerned with their own pulpits, their thrones, and we are warned not all have preached the gospel. How shall men preach what they have not heard, what they have not discerned? Yes, many call upon the name of the Most High, that they might be delivered. But the scripture says it's to a remnant whom the Most High has called. And no man is delivered, my brothers and sisters, trusting in the guidance of the damned who would hide the truth of the Most High. No man is delivered, trusting those who unjustly suppress the greater knowledge of the righteousness of Yah. Say, woe to you, scribes, Pharisees, hypocrites, misrepresentatives, disemulators. For you shut the doors to the kingdom, and you yourself will not enter. You traverse sea and land to make one a proselyte, a disciple. But when you find and make a servant of hell, twice worse than yourselves. So many of my brothers and sisters don't consider the deeper things, and they are greatly after mass hysteria, pronated to walk after the misconceits of those whose coattails they seek to walk after. The scripture says, you're a servant of him whose law you obey. If you walk after the unrighteousness of a man, my brothers and sisters, his servant you are. If you walk after the various standards of men who don't seek the fullness of the truth, that would reprove all. My brothers and sisters, this has not been the love of Yah, who is all that he is. He does not deny himself. If you walk after those who don't seek that you be fully furnished unto all good works under his purpose, my brothers and sisters, you be found walking after vanity. There's a reason why the scripture speaks of the one, the stone which the builders rejected, was become the chief stone of the corner. That righteous one who reproves all unrighteousness that the builders rejected, those who preside over the temples rejected, must become the chief stone of the corner. This wondrous day is the one the Most High will bring to bear. The time, my brothers and sisters, when the foundation is no longer ignored, but revered. And it says in the Aramaic that he will bind our festival processions in that day like an unbroken chain. This is the day the Most High has made. This is the day, the time of refreshing, the time of restoration unto Yah himself that is foreordained. And my brothers and sisters, that the rulers have not taught concerning this has been treacherous hypocrisy. I repeat, damning treacherous hypocrisy across the entirety of this whole world. Because you must attain to the truth. I said you must attain to the truth, even though the whole world against that truth be an obstacle. Read closely Isaiah 41. It speaks in advance how the rulers would not speak to you concerning these things. But my brothers and sisters, Most High told me well that he calls prophets to speak what others would not. You to ask why Most High oftentimes sent prophets to reprove the priests, to reprove the kings, those selfishly ambitious after the esteem of men, my brothers and sisters, oftentimes seeking to be lauded and extolled by men, oftentimes compromise word, preaching fables, having not a great love of the truth, that they might be made whole, saved, delivered from those who hide the truth, delivered into a glorious light. My brothers and sisters, there are those who have told me point blank, coming out of seminary schools, that pass out these generic degrees they can take and preside over any congregation. They have told me that for them, didn't I know that for them it was not about what the Bible says. but about them learning a profession. I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, I remember when I first heard a pastor tell me such things. Yeah, he knows he's preaching paganism, but I'm the only one that knows it. He didn't know the Most High had already called me to expose all these bastards, all these undisciplined bastards who resist the righteousness of Yah. But I can only tell you, at the time I heard it, first time I heard it come from the mouth of a pastor, even another one went as far as to tell me and say, hey, he has a word for some folks. Everybody might not be ready to understand the deeper things.
Wow.
What's the responsibility of a pastor but to implore individuals to seek the strengthening of the Spirit that they might comprehend? Messiah's not going to dumb it down his word for anyone. He's going to declare a word, my brothers and sisters, for those whom the Most High because has found worthy to discern the magnitude and the honor that's contained in his word. Isaiah 28 says that Messiah will come. And as far as what is written there, it is definitely latter-day prophecy, even as what does we find in Zephaniah 3rd. It says, morning by morning, he brings forth justice to light. Like another scripture says, morning by morning, he causes my ear to hear the teaching, and I've not turned back the rebellious way. Thou shalt know how to declare a word to those who become spiritually, if you will, weary. Yes, he is the one who increases might and strength. Blessed are they who wait for him for whom you should be waiting, the Lord whom you seek, it said in Malachi. Blessed are they who seek after him, that they might be able to stand. Listen, my brothers and sisters. He said, your covenant with death. How about, what does Scripture say? All those who would not hearken that prophet would be cut off from among the people? Your covenant with these fallen standards of men must be annulled. Your agreement with hell must not anymore stand. And when the overflowing scourge shall pass through, unless you hearken, you shall be trodden down by it. What he said, the rulers will be trodden down like martyrs, the potter treads clay. From the time that goes forth, it shall take you for morning by morning. When he declares this testimony that does not fail, read Zephaniah 3rd. He says he's in the midst of a wicked and oppressive city, but the wicked, the lawless, those who were not forewarned and those who refused to hear will not recognize their shame. He said, therefore, the Most High, his wrath shall be upon all the nations. And because of that one, according to 3:13, it says, Israel shall speak no lies. Do no inequity, no unrighteousness. There should be none to harm, none to dissuade in the midst. But there should be a strong people. Why did they not tell you about what I call the secret city prophecies? HiddenGospel.com/secret city. You need that prophecy, my brothers. You need all those words. So many prophecies over and over again speak about this grand scenario from Genesis to Revelation. My brothers and sisters, they are not the prophets, nor are they the inspired of the Most High, nor are they who have obligated themselves truly unto the Most High. They've sworn false oaths, whoever it is, who are not teaching you these words. Again, that these words are not spoken, my brothers and sisters, I'm telling you now, has been the hypocritical, damning treachery of a whole world. Many have not understood that you should not have any other standard, but that was Yah declared from the beginning. And those who speak licentiousness otherwise, false prophets, my brothers and sisters, shall meet their fate. Being the curses of mankind, they shall meet their cursed end. I would have you to discern, my brothers and sisters. I would have you to discern. What's the scripture said? It said there shall be a vexation only to understand the report. How about a vexation to hear and understand his doctrine? To whom shall he teach doctrine? Whom shall he make to understand his report? In a world where men have been far short of foundation, the precepts upon which it is necessary to understand, to comprehend with all the saints what is the height, depth, and breadth, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one standard, even the full measure and stature of Messiah. He said, repent and be converted. Discern the wisdom beyond the ignorance and the darkness of those who would keep from you the light, that would hide you in prison houses and left you burned far from a covenant, a holy covenant. Far from a holy covenant and knowing it not. It says it'd be a vexation for those who are hard of heart, who don't want to know the deep particulars of a holy word. It'd be a vexation for them to only to understand, to hear this report. For the bed is shorter than a man can stretch himself on. In other words, when he brings forth a righteous one who discerns the ways of all things, he tells them to bring forth their strong arguments, and all of them are found falling short. The testimony that they would use to defend themselves, saying that they, well, the scripture says the testimony of the Most High when Messiah appears in Isaiah 41, it will show how men have not known what was declared from the beginning. Have not understood what, in fact, what is the eventuality, that they have not discerned what is the depravity of this present age. The scripture says, all those who are such, he calls an abomination. Not the working of his hands, but those whose conscience was shaped by another. Hear me, my brothers and sisters. And the scripture says, you should not make for yourself any graven image. Please understand, this entire world matrix has caused men to judge after what their eyes see and what their ears hear. Glorifying the workmanship, the conceits of man. None of this after the conversation with false men is in the salvation of the One Most High. To discern what is beyond it all, according to what is true to the covenant of the promise, the workmanship of Messiah unto all good works which Yah has foreordained unto his purpose. That discretion, my brothers and sisters, is not of men. It is a gift from Yah. If you're strange to the commonwealth of Israel, the covenant of the promise, that which makes Israel a nation after the expectation that was declared from the beginning, the coming of the one who approves all to bring back his people. He said, if you're strangers to that promise, you're without hope, without Yah, without the Messiah, without the Kurdi, and still yet, my brothers and sisters, in bondage to the world, you're a servant of him whose law, unrighteousness, you obey. Your servant, my brothers and sisters, of him whose testimony you consider wise. Until we speak again, my brothers and sisters, we need to understand what these scriptures are saying. Messiah will declare that the testimony of men has been insufficient. Hearken, he said, and hear my speech, and let your bonds be made tighter. There are many who have rebuked and barked like greedy, ignorant dogs.
10 seconds.
We have spoken these words. Most High determined the destruction, the consumption upon the whole earth. Hearken and hear my speech, my brothers and sisters, for the truth will set you free. Till we speak again, this has been Eddie Meow, Covenant of Remembrance Ministries, to his might, honor, and praise always. Hallelujah! And I thank the Most High for every ear that he brings near. Yeah, there's a lot of folks who want to say it's not about all that. My brothers and sisters, it's about all that and more.